Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Educating for Success show. We bring families together with home business. Hey, this is Ray Perry coming to you from the backside of nowhere in southern Tennessee. You know, I'm constantly talking about creating passive income, right? Well, in Robert Kiyosaki's wonderful book called Rich Dad's Glow Quadrant, he talks about going from the left side of the quadrant to the right side of the quadrant, from being either employed or self-employed, where you're working for security, to becoming either a business owner or an investor or both, where you're seeking for freedom instead. Well, one of the things that you want to do in order to create a business is figure out how to get yourself out of it. Because if you are swapping hours for dollars, you don't have enough hours in your lifetime to create the financial freedom that you want. So you've got to learn how to create systems and put other people into place to work for you. Well, one of the things that I discovered early on years ago was the concept of membership sites. I had a mentor years ago who was an absolutely awesome person who did a very, very good job of creating high-end membership sites, who just looked at me and said, you have a community. I had a free Yahoo group back then. And he said, you need to learn how to monetize that and turn that into a community that is online and also that is paid. So it took me a while to get over the concept of having people pay to be in a community like that, because that was totally against what I thought was ethical, until we had our group, our Yahoo group of 9,000 hacked. We had all kinds of people that came into it who had access from the public because it was just so easy to join and share and talk about anything you wanted to talk about. And so it was really a problem when we had people that came on there that said things and that we didn't believe in. We had to constantly monitor them. And so pretty soon I understood the concept of having people pay to have access. Because if you want to have a club, like say a Rotary Club or the Kiwanis Club, people pay a membership dues to be in the club, and not just anybody can walk up and join the meetings. Because it's a group of people who have something in common, and they don't want to allow just anybody to come in and join into their activities without some kind of meeting some kind of requirements. So basically what a membership site does is it creates that same community, only it does it online. Now, you might say, well, I just think that's completely and totally wrong. Well, think about the fact that you probably have a Netflix account. You might have a gym membership. You might belong to a country club. You might say you pay a lot of money to join that gym or that country club, and yet do you go down there every day? Do you go down there every month? Do you take advantage of every single thing that that club or that membership allows you to take advantage of? No, because you might not even go for 6 months, but when you want to go, you want to go. You want everything to be there, and you want to be able to walk in and know that everything's going to be you're going to have a consistent experience like you always do. And so there is a place for the concept of membership sites. And so when I finally understood the protection side of it, I realized that's a good thing. And so we set up a membership site years ago on a particular website. We just built the website, which meant that I had to manage it and control everything about it. And I am not a technical person, as you well know. And so I realized that that wasn't going to work for us. So then I said, well, you know what? Maybe I should find another platform. So after I drove two tech girls crazy, I said, why don't you guys help me find a platform that will work better for me so that I don't have to sit around and worry about the technical side of it all the time, and I can focus more on the fellowship side, on the relationship side, and developing those friends that I want to know better and get a chance to spend some time with them. So we did a search, and we interviewed several different platform companies, and we finally found one that we thought worked pretty good. We weren't real sure if it was going to work for us or not. So we gave it a try. We did a little test run on it. And then what we did was we were going to set up a trial account, and I had to go to a conference in Denver, Colorado. And so I flew from Nashville to Denver, and I had a layover in Baltimore. And in Baltimore at the airport, I actually ran into a friend of mine who was on his way to the conference that I was going to in Denver. And I said, "Hey, how are you doing?" And he said, "Hey, doing great." And I said, "Can I sit with you?" And he goes, "Sure, I'm traveling with my friend." And I said, "Okay, well, is it okay if I sit with you guys?" Because I always ask for permission. I don't, you know, you never know. You don't want to intrude into a relationship like that. So I sat on the plane, and it turned out that the other guy, the friend of my friend that I had met there, was the owner of the company that we had just interviewed a couple weeks before, and his name was Tim Kerber. So I sat next to him, and I asked him a bunch of questions, and I said, "Oh, I just bought a training program that some other person offered at a conference that I had just gone to in Atlanta about membership sites." And I told him about it, and I said, "I can't wait to get it." And he said, "Oh, well, that's actually my program, and I let that guy sell it for me." And I said, "Oh, great. Well, I can't wait to read everything and to find out more about it." And so we developed a really good relationship right there on the plane. I asked him a bunch of questions, and he asked me about what we were doing. And so when I got back home, I bought several packages of his membership site program, which at that time was a different structure than the way they have it all now. Since then, he has sold the company, and I'm still using that same software. The software is completely compatible to everything that you need to have happen inside of a membership site. It's got a shopping cart that allows you to issue products for sale that's a one-time sale. It's got another side to it that has recurring sales, mm-hmm. So it sets it up for the recurring income that's going to happen. And then it also has the place to put articles. It has an affiliate program. It has all these different pieces to it, and it's actually a wonderful setup for having a website. And so we are going to bring on the line right now the new owner of MemberGate, who's going to tell us a little bit more about how to use membership sites, who's coming to us from the UK. So I would like to welcome the new president of MemberGate, Tom Cohn. Welcome, Tom.
How are you doing?
Hey, great to have you on here. Yes, I can hear you. It's great to have you here today.
It's really nice to be able to join you. I am sorry that I'm a little bit late on the call. I thought it was going to be a Skype call, but I'm all caught up to speed now.
Okay, so just tell us a little bit about what your goals for MemberGate are. I was just explaining to our listeners about what membership sites are and the purpose of them, and I've been with MemberGate quite a long time. So just share with us a little bit about your goals for your owners at MemberGate and what they can do. Tell us about the potential of what you can do with a membership site.
Okay, so I'll probably have to go backwards to go forwards. I've been working with MemberGate since it was introduced, and most everybody that uses MemberGate uses it for keeping content that is highly valuable to be a paid area, very much like newspapers did. I have been doing the last sort of 5 or 6 years, but MemberGate's been up for sort of 10 years, and we were keeping valuable content behind a sort of locked payment gateway. And I've branched out a little bit myself into a couple of new areas, just really testing the software, testing the sort of advantages of having a private area for paying mm-hmm. members and even not paying members. And very big success came through having a software as a service where I've been able to use MemberGate to host my site called EZS3. Which is a video platform. And I use MemberGate to do all the billing and the charging and to keep the access to the software separate. And we also use it because it's excellent for a search engine. So we've used it to bring in new clients and new opportunities for business. So just using the software in a completely different format is some of the opportunities that I want to extend an invitation to current owners and prospective new business people. And I go back, I mean, I'll let you read, I guess. I go back a long time in business. I hope that's not too bad as I just think it did. And what I realised about business is that you have to treat customers separately and differently from prospects, and you have to treat clients separately and differently from customers. And what you can do with proper software is you can actually create whole separate sections of material that is relevant to the different layers of people that you're talking to. So it allows you to really control your communications, whereas current tools, putting everything on Facebook, it's really quite challenging, because where do you put your valuable material, and where do you make sure that you're not providing unwanted information to, you know, customers and clients? So I've got quite a few opportunities in terms of taking Navigate into new areas. I'm still very strong in looking after people that are publishing content and want to keep, you know, we've got trainers that have trained anything from guitars to how to buy houses and how to get stock. It's very valuable information.
Are you at the airport?
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm at a very swanky hotel, living the dream, and was able to take the call and wasn't able to land the airplanes. So a couple of other things. I last year I invested in a business called Boatward, and I probably want to share quite a bit about that with your people that attend the Louisiana event. I could talk to them sort of privately, and I probably pick up a little bit on the stage. But Boatward is a very interesting project. It's an Internet of Things project, and it's allowing me to have devices on boats which are controlled by apps, and it's all powered by Membergate. So Membergate does all the billing for all these wealthy boat owners who want to secure the boats. So I'll probably talk a little bit about that. And if you're just a normal traditional mom and pop business, and you've got people coming into the shop, or you've got people coming into your business, if it's a dealership or a printing service, or you're a local property service, and you want to keep your them well informed, it's very easy to use Membergate to separate out content that is for the general public, that's going on in general listings, but you want to keep your targeted buyers, for example, and you want to keep them informed with exactly what's going on, we can do all this on the membership site. And the advantage of doing it inside a membership site over, say, email, is that you can actually bring that them together as a community, and they can talk in a forum, and they can participate and share ideas and insights with each other. And that's when things get really powerful and very advantageous for the business owner. And, of course, there's all the billing options, if we provide anything from the shopping cart all the way through to various levels of subscription plans. So really, it's an extremely powerful tool. And, you know, that's why it's priced accordingly. It is priced to so that people with ambition and with desire invest in it and take it forward and build strong businesses. And that's what we see time after time. I'm very conservative in my approach to businesses, so I won't talk about any particular business or any particular niche. But we got an email yesterday from a young man who's in an educational niche, and he has taken $6 million in his car. So we get to see some interesting behind the scenes, some very, very strong businesses that I really remember here, and it's been running now for over 10 years. So I'll talk a little bit about my success with EZF3 and, you know, just different ways of using the software. And my latest adventure, and I know some of the people there will know that I tend to get into adventures in business. My latest one is an artificial intelligence. So I've got a local doctorate in artificial intelligence programming, making up a brand new module to calculate fuel consumption. So it's quite interesting.
Well, that's cool. really crazy. The background noise behind you is a little strong, so I'm not sure.
Sorry, I apologize for that. I can sit inside the hotel. Do you want me to go inside? What?
Now that's better.
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, so we're going to be having Tom speak at our home business conference in Kentucky on August 12th and 14th. And so, if you want to, if you're interested in learning how to create passive income using this model where you build a community and you have people paying you $7, $10, $12, $15, $20, $500, $1,000 a month. I have one friend who actually has a program where members pay him $1,000 a month. And so if you're interested in that type of model, it's one of the things that I've done at Educating for Success for years that supported our family after my husband died and even before. It was sort of a hobby before, but after he died, it became one of our primary sources of income. If you're interested in learning more about how to do that, I just think you should come and hear Tom in person because, first of all, he's a fun guy. We met years ago at a conference and just had a really good time there. I guess it was Austin or somewhere up in the New England state. And so you're going to enjoy getting a chance to spend some time with him and learn how to do this. He's actually the owner of the Netherlands and extended Bill Street. So, Tom, thanks so much for joining us today. It's been great having you on the call. I sure appreciate you joining us.
Okay. It's been nice to join you, Rich. I do tell people I've got the face for radio.
You have what?
I've got the face for radio.
Oh, the face for radio? Oh, but you're a fun guy. I love collecting fun people. And so we're going to have a great time in Louisville. It's awesome. It's going to be great. So, anyway, thank you so much for joining us today on the show. This is your hostess, Ray Perry, signing off. My guest today has been Tom Cohn, owner of Livergate, and I can't wait to see you in Louisville.
Looking forward to meeting you again, Ray. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks for joining us, Tom. Great having you here.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about what we do at Educating for Success, visit us at educatingforsuccess.com.